Page 136, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession. I, as a called and an ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Introit. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. The Lord hath made known His salvation. His righteousness hath He openly showed in the sight of the heathen.
His right hand and His holy arm hath got Him the victory. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O sing unto the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. The Lord has made known His salvation. His righteousness hath He openly showed in the sight of the heathen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Glory be to God on high,
and on earth peace and will toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father, almighty,
God, who maketh the minds of the faithful to be of one will. Grant unto thy people that they may love what thou commandest, and desire what thou dost promise, that among the manifold changes of this world, our hearts may there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Old Testament reading for Cantate is from the 12th chapter of Isaiah. And in that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. Though you are angry with me, your anger is turned away and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day, you will say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the peoples. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from the first chapter of James. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, the right hand of the Lord is exalted, the right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Hallelujah, Christ being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
text from John chapter 16, verse 8. And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The collect of the day connects the theme of today's service, that is, the readings, into one short prayer. Today's collect is addressed, O God, who makest the minds of the faithful to be of one will. This morning, each one of us has come with our own ideas and our own thinking. Some of us are hurting from relationships with others and have come to receive comfort. Some of us may be mourning the death of a friend or loved one, and we've come to hear the good news of the resurrection. Some have come desiring to receive some new insight into the Christian faith and life. Some of us are having trouble concentrating on God's Word because of other things that we're thinking about. And some of us are just here out of habit. We don't have any particular goal in mind. We'll just see what happens. But our prayer this morning is that God would make us of one will. First of all, there are things which our God has commanded, and we pray that He would lead us to love what He has commanded. Now, if we're honest, we must admit that we often do not love, don't love what God has commanded. Our God has given us the Ten Commandments, in which He sets down what is to be our thoughts and our words and our deeds. And He explains the things that are contrary to His divine will. And He calls that sin. On the other hand, He's also teaching us about the thoughts, words, and deeds which He does desire. And those are good works in His sight. Now, the reason that we pray that we may love to flee from sin is because our own sinful nature actually loves sin. We desire it. The reason we pray that we may love to do good works is because we're self-centered. Yes, we do not want to give ourselves in service to our neighbor or to do those things which are good. We don't want to give up our time, our money, our whatever. Our God is not simply concerned with outward actions. He's concerned about your desires. He's concerned about your will. He doesn't simply want you to refrain from cursing. He wants you to hate cursing, so that your will is one with God, that you hate what God hates. He doesn't simply want you to obey your parents or obey your government or whatever out of fear of punishment. He wants you to do it because you have a conscience that desires to please God. He wants your will, your desire. Second of all, there are great promises which our God has made to us, and He wants us to receive those promises. We pray that we would, or that He would move us, to desire His gracious and precious gifts. But you see, our own will gets in the way of receiving God's promises. We want something, and so then we're not there at Bible class to hear the Word of God. We're not there at the divine service. And it may be a very good thing that can, you know. Next week you may want to take your mother out for Mother's Day and for lunch, but you may skip out on church in order to get to the restaurant earlier and get an earlier time and your will, though, is getting in the way of God's will, who wishes to give you His promises in the divine service. God promises that all who listen to His Word will come to a knowledge of the truth. And whenever we neglect God's Word, we show that we really don't desire God's promise of truth. When we neglect the training of our children in the Word of God, we are, well, keeping God's promises to ourselves and not sharing them. Our feelings, our real feelings on the matter, may actually be closer to Pontius Pilate, who said, "What is truth?" We don't really believe that there is one divinely revealed truth, and that everything contrary to God's word is falsehood. In reality, we don't desire truth because we think, well, God's word, you know, it's kind of unclear. Everyone, you know, just believes whatever they want. That's your interpretation. We see differences of opinion instead of seeing that truth and falsehood differ. And our God doesn't want us just to come to church. He wants us to say with the psalmist, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord." Our God doesn't just want us to memorize His word. He wants us to completely understand it so that everyone believes what God wants. Like the words of poetry, we are to cherish it, repeat it over, meditate upon it, so that we can learn it by heart and take it in. God promises to us that all who believe and are baptized will be saved. Those who reject baptism for themselves or their children show that they do not desire God's promise of salvation. More importantly, the early church fathers used to speak of baptism not as a one-time event that's soon to be forgotten. It is a one-time event. But there is a promise connected with it that can give strength for daily living. They often describe the Christian as a fish who is to live in their baptismal waters. Take a fish out of water and he will die. Those who desire God's promise of salvation in holy baptism live in those waters. They drown their sins each day by confession, and they daily rise to a new life through faith in Christ. But the greatest promise of God is that you would receive His forgiveness of sins. God promises, if you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. God promises you, drink of it, all of you. This is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. God desires that you receive the forgiveness of sins. Though no self-respecting Christian would reject the forgiveness of sins, but we often minimize God's most precious gift. Sometimes we even use what sounds almost like pious-sounding words. Oh, I know that I'm forgiven. I just need to learn something else. Yeah. The reason we pray that God would give us a desire for the things that He promises is because our own sinful desires are actually for other things. God promised to give us forgiveness, but we think that we need other things. Money, possessions, happiness, life. God promises to give us, and we need to receive. Finally, God has given us another promise. It is a promise of full and abundant life. It is a life which includes a joy that will never diminish or pass away. He says, "I will give you a joy that nobody can take from you." We pray that God would fix our hearts and minds on those things which would bring true and everlasting joys. Now, although we are still in the Easter season, as you can see with the white pyramids, our Sunday themes have begun to direct, not so much back to the resurrection, but are now looking forward. We're now looking forward with the readings to Christ's ascension and then to Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit, as our Lord describes in today's gospel. Christ's victory over death is now being realized in His glorious ascension to the Father. It is being realized in Him sending the Holy Spirit so that we know about the things which Christ did in His suffering, death, and resurrection. The gathered disciples in today's gospel had other ideas. They had their own ideas. And thus they were sad when Jesus said he was going away. But he teaches them, I'm going away. It means I'm suffering and dying and taking away your sins. This should not make you sad. But you ought to, well, desire that I do this, and that with your minds fixed upon this, you will have a joy which does not go away. So how does our triune God accomplish this goal of making his faithful to be of one will so that we receive the joy and it never goes away? He does it through the teaching of his word and the receiving of his sacraments. You see, like the disciples, we need to be taught. Not that we would be given what we desire, but that we would be taught to desire the will of God, that we would be taught to ask the right question, Lord, where are you going? I'm going to take away your sins, that you might have the promise of eternal life. That's what I want. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, Create in Me. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, our everlasting Father, we give you thanks that our Savior Jesus Christ, both in his suffering and death and in his resurrection and ascension, is providing for our good, that he is still sending us the Helper, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, who guides us into all truth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask that all your people would lead righteous lives, that they would be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. We ask that our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, that they would save their hearers by planting the word of truth. Bless our Director Keeley, our teachers and staff, as well as the children in our Learning Center. Bless the work of Pastor Heim Vigner at Charity Lutheran Church in Burleson, Texas. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We give thanks to you for your good gift of government. For our President Joe, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, for the Congress, all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Give your people everywhere a spirit of love, that they would share their blessings with the hungry. Make us merciful, even as you are merciful, O Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Bless our military personnel, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, as well as our police officers, especially Alex and Daniel, as well as those who attend to us in times of emergency, even those who are public servants, giving all commitment to duty, and in times of danger, keeping them safe. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless Carolyn, our shut-in, Tom and Violet, our elderly. Provide for the needs of Kevin, Levi, Anita, Larry and Deb, Christina, and Arthur. Be with our students, with Sarah, Sadie, Jonathan, Kara, Alexis, Cameron, and Benjamin and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb, which was offered for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God.
Thank you. Thanks to Almighty God that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our hope,
our hearts' desire, create. Glory in the Lord.